Enter Jubal, stage right. Hey, Mr. Johnson. The grass is looking good today.
Oh, my gosh.
You going to spend some time out there? Oh, I'm doing fine. What am I going to be doing today? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because today is a special day, Mr. Johnson.
It is?
We're going to find a date for Jenna.
Oh,
she's not getting a call back from Brandon. We're gonna call him and ask him why. Why would he go out and then blow her off? Cause that's not cool. You over there, you upstairs, you down the block. Are you excited? We're all excited for today's second date as we march down the street and we sing hip hooray. Let's see if Jenna can get a call back and go out with Brandon one more time.
Yes! Second date, the musical. I love it.
Thank you.
Jubal, great performance.
Wow,
thank you very much.
I'm just happy to be part of the kick line in the back.
Yeah, well, it's not about me. It's about Jenna right now.
Yeah.
And the reason we opened up the second date update like that is because Jenna met the dude that she wants to call today in the theater. They actually performed together and ended up hooking up after the rap party of their production. And now he's not getting back to her and she doesn't know why. Jenna, may I be in your next play, whatever it is?
I thought your performance was very interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's good. Yeah.
The reviews will be out soon. I'll let you know what the New York Times says. But as for you, are you ready to give Brandon a call and find out why he's not getting back to you after you guys hooked up?
Yeah, I guess I am.
Well, we'll get him on the phone right now with Dallas' phone number and see if we can figure it out for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, I was looking for Brandon.
This is Brandon.
Hey, Brandon, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Just getting ready to head to work.
Do you have any idea who this is?
No, not one bit.
All right,
okay.
Cool. Well, it's Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
All right. Why are you guys calling me?
Well, because you recently went out on a date with one of our listeners, and she emailed us to see if we could get you on the phone and find out why you're blowing her off.
Someone emailed you that I went on a date with?
Yeah.
Call me?
Yeah. You recently hung out with a girl that you know very well. Her name is Jenna.
Oh, God.
What? Whoa. I mean, she knows that date is a pretty loose term here.
I was going to say, we were not out on a date.
Right.
Oh.
Okay. She told us.
When you said you call on for people who have gone out, I haven't been out on a date for months. I've been doing this show.
Yeah. She told us that's where she met you. You guys are performing in the same play.
Yeah.
And she said that after you guys had finished everything and you were having the party for your closing night, she said that you guys made out at that party and then went and had some fondue and spilled cheese all over each other and then went back to your place. And I don't know. I don't want to even think about what was done there. But did some stuff there together as well.
It wasn't for the lactose intolerant.
Is that all true?
Yeah, no, I mean, it happened.
Nice.
Wait, you sound kind of hesitant about it. Like, didn't you enjoy yourself?
I mean, you know, we had a decent time, and we had kind of had this real flirty thing going on during the course of the performance or whatever, but, you know, it was fun.
Okay.
All right.
This is so all not, positive.
Not good, not great, but fun.
Yeah, I mean, you know, great is a whole nother level, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying?
So was it just, I mean, maybe it was just a one-night stand for you and that's it.
I mean, honestly, I wasn't completely shut off from it at first. You know, it didn't have to be a one-night stand. I wasn't like, oh, this is a one-night stand, definitely.
Okay, so it wasn't a one-night stand, definitely. Why is it a one-night stand now? What's so funny?
You have to tell us.
We were pretty.
What happened? You have to tell me what happened.
I mean, so at one point we went back to my place, and kind of took a really strange turn, I'll be honest with you.
Strange. Wait, who made the turn to strange, you or her?
Well, I mean, if it was me that made the turn to strange, I don't think we'd be having this conversation.
Right, yeah. That's true. You probably would have just hung up on us and been like, not interested.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, it was totally, she made things so weird once we, like, actually kind of started fooling around and hooking up. And I was just like, I felt so uncomfortable. It was so strange. I got,
really?
What'd you
Why?
Do?
She, I really don't. It's so weird. I really don't think I should. Like, I don't think I should.
No,
tell you
I think now you've gone
Come
too
on.
Far, dude.
No,
you
can't be that weird.
Do you think
she wanted to do the second date update? Right? We talked to everybody. We're like, you have to be willing to hear whatever this person says. So,
yeah.
Whatever is so hysterical to you, she's willing to hear it.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. Fine.
Maybe she doesn't think it's weird. Maybe just you do.
I think you guys probably will, too.
Really?
So we're, like, hooking up and, you know, making out. And she kept insisting on calling me by my character's name from the play that we were in.
What?
It was so weird. It was like, it was so weird.
Like,
that's weird. Yeah. So she wanted to hook up with the character and not you?
Honestly, I didn't think about it that way, but that makes it a hell of a lot weirder.
Okay, why
does it make
that
it
so
weirder?
Weird, though?
The character that I played was Tiny Tim.
What?
From
a Christmas Carol.
Tiny Tim from A Christmas Carol.
Stop
from
it.
The Christmas, yeah.
All right, that is weird. That's weird.
She kept insisting on calling me Tiny Tim the whole time.
Can you?
Tiny Tim this, Tiny Tim kiss that.
Wow.
What did you say to her?
Oh, no.
I mean, I didn't say much, obviously. I kept going.
Oh, my God.
At least it could have been, like, Scrooge or something. I don't know. That's but not Tiny. I mean, no, nothing is good from that play, I don't think. But.
No. And at a certain point, she stopped. She dropped the Tim entirely, and she just started calling me Tiny.
Okay, that's
not Tiny.
Okay, to her defense, is there any way she could have just been so still wrapped up in the play that it's just the name that she used?
I think that's a question you're going to have to ask her. I have no clue.
Oh,
well,
my God.
Why don't we do that then, Brandon?
You mean Tiny Tim?
Jenna, do you remember?
Whoa, what?
Oh, Brandon, Jenna is on the other line listening. And so
are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's way Jenna? More embarrassing for her.
Jenna, are you still on the phone?
Oh, Jenna.
I am.
Hi.
How many shades of red are you right now, Jenna?
About a million.
Oh, no.
Like a whole rainbow of red. I do not remember saying that. Brandon, I thought I remembered everything that happened that night, but apparently I was wrong.
How do you not remember that? You must have said it like 30 times in 45 minutes or so. Like, you don't remember this? That you wanted me to call you Mrs. Cratchit the whole time?
Tiny Tim and Mrs. Cratchit.
Oh,
it was weird.
That is
like I have no idea what drunk me wanted to do. I thought it was funny, maybe. Maybe drunk me thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
It wasn't funny. That was not funny at all.
Say anything about it. You didn't like stop.
No, I didn't stop, but like I laughed into the pillow a couple times.
Oh my God. But you could have like, I don't know, said, hey, you owe me a coffee, and then like us have a conversation about it instead of just ghosting me. Like I thought, you know, like, whatever, if you don't want to do that thing again, that's fine. But I thought...
If you don't want to role play Tiny Tim and Miss Cratchit in the bedroom.
She has a very good point, Brandon.
I'm sorry. I'm a pretty honest person, and it just is what it is. Like, we had a connection, and now we don't have a connection, I'll be honest. Like, I don't feel that great about it.
Ouch.
Well, then you're obviously, like, kind of a dead inside jerk. I mean, how can you just, like... have a connection and then be like, nope, never happened. Like, well, like you either have a real connection or you don't, or you're dead inside, which you're obviously dead inside. So,
whoa.
Brandon, I would love to ask if you will go on a second date with Jenna.
Wow.
We will pay for it.
oh, God, I don't think I could sit at a table and look her in the eyes at this point.
Wow.
So that's a no?
You know, I, honestly, it was too weird for me, you know? Like, we were these characters in this play, and then we go back to my place, and all of a sudden, it's Tiny Tim and Mrs. Cratchit hanging out in bed naked. It's just, it's too weird.
It's really weird.
But an interesting continuation to the whole thing.
No,
all right, well, Jenna, I'm sorry you didn't get your second date.
Yeah, I'm not sorry. And, you know, obviously this jerk doesn't understand, like, what happens when you get wasted and have some fun.
Yeah, sometimes you get wasted and you hook up with Tiny Tim.
So gross, man.